On FM, online, and on the station app, this is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 28, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 19 grade.
Have a look what's happening on your roads. Wet weather all across Gauteng. Rain is falling, which does lead to accidents, just like the one on the N3 in Edenvale. The crash is at Modderfontein Road. Slow, slow moving traffic out there.
So, man, your sporting headlines, we are fixated on the TV as England are 29-3 as they chase down a massive 320 set by the Proteas, and not just in any game, in the World Cup semi-final as well. And Banyana, well, they set their sights on WAFCON glory in Morocco.
Die Madlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek het vandag gehoor dat die polisie vier wapens by die moordbeskuldigde Katiso Keitimolefe se woning gevind het. So sê kaptein Maxwell Wanda, 'n voormalige lid van die politieke moorde taakspan wat voor die kommissie getuig. Nou het besonderhede verskaf oor Molefe se inhegtenisneming verlede Desember, dit na die moord op vereniging ingenieur Armand Swart. Nou, Swart se maatskappy het 'n korrupte Transnet tender ontbloot waarby Molefe se voortvlugtende neef Lucky betrek word.
One was a rifle and the other one was a pistol. A few meters away from him on the other side of the driveway next to the gymnasium there was another pistol that was also lying on the ground. Witness A took us to a white BMW. That car was having a rifle bag with, I think that was 3 or 4 rifle magazine loaded with ammunition.
Die departement van openbare veiligheid in Johannesburg het intussen 'n waarskuwing aan werknemers gerig. Die stad sê van November af gaan enige beampte wat aan die verkeerde kant van die gereg gevang word, geskors word. Beamptes wat omkoopgeld ontvang is ook in die soeklig. Cliff Shiko doen verslag.
The City of Johannesburg Public Safety MMC, Mqini Chwaku, says they will be targeting rogue police officers who are colluding with criminals on police operations.
When we do raids on drugs, so they will let these ones know, hey, these ones are coming and all of that. In November, let it be a stern warning that we're not going to take any nonsense from anyone.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Martindale, Johannesburg.
En in Kaapstad is twee gevangenes in Paulsmoor dood nadat geweld in die fasiliteit uitgebreek het. Verskeie beamptes is beseer toe gevangenes hulle aangeval het. Die twee gevangenes wat dood is, het probeer om tussen beide te tree. Nuus uit die buiteland, die Kubaanse president Miguel Díaz-Canel sê orkaan Melissa het verwoesting gesaai nadat dit die land getref het. Hy waarskei inwoners om steeds op hulle hoede te wees. En so gepraat van die orkaan, toe dit deur Jamaica gewoed het onlangs, sê dit bykans die rekord gebreek vir die ergste storm wat al ooit aangeteken is. Die huidige rekord, wat nou gelyk staan met orkaan Melissa, is in 1935 opgestel tussen die sogenaamde Labor Day orkaan in Florida Keys in Amerika. En dan verskuif sy einde, of eerder die aandag na Engeland. Die omgewingsikoon Sir David Attenborough het betrokke geraak in die Wildlife Trust se Northumberland poging om 'n 3800 hektaar stuk grond in Engeland te koop vir bewaring.
They will work with local farmers to care for the area and breathe new life into its precious wildlife habitats. With the communities who live and work at Rothbury, the Wildlife Trust will create a place where people and nature can thrive.
Nou, hulle het 1 jaar om 680 miljoen rand in te samel om hierdie stuk grond te koop. Ek is Marlene Fouché, die dag se ander groot stories is op jackrandfm.com, meer nuus om 5.